Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with David Suarez, Community Development Manager for Community First Credit Union, who has organized the Guatemalan consulate visit this weekend at Iowa Wesleyan University in Mount Pleasant. Tell me, what is happening this weekend in Mount Pleasant?
Well, we are expecting the visit of the mobile consulate from Guatemala this coming Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th. So the consulate is coming to the Iowa Wesleyan University. They will be located in the international room in the library.
And what services will they be providing this weekend?
Well, they are going to provide all the services that they usually do in the consulate in Chicago. So, I mean, I try to say passports, that the people can get their own passports, birth certificates, and any other official paperwork from the Guatemala government.
And how often do you think the office of the consulate in Chicago, how often do you think they make it to Iowa, that they visit Iowa?
Usually they came at least once a year, but this occasion is really special because this visit is the first one in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because, as you know, recently they experienced this ICE raid in Mount Pleasant, and 22 Guatemalan families were affected for the raid.
And how did you get involved with helping organize this event?
Well, my work is to try to empower the communities, all the communities we are working with, and Mount Pleasant is a really important community for us because we had a branch in there, and we are trying to help the community overall because the raid affect not only the Hispanic community, but the community overall. So we are trying to help the victims of this terrible tragedy.
And was it someone from Mount Pleasant that contacted you for your help in getting this set up?
Yes, we had a very good connection with the Latino community in Mount Pleasant and a local community leader, which is Ronald Carrillo. He was the person who contacted with me and asked me for help. And I am working right now with Ronald and many other community leaders trying to get some relief for the Hispanic community in there. This is not only about the Latino community, because this wonderful organization, which is Iowa Wins from the First Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant, is helping a lot. They are providing food supplies and even financial aid to the families, paying some bills, paying the rent, and many other wonderful initiatives that they are doing for those people affected for the raid.
How many do you expect to attend the hours that the consulate are having this weekend?
Well, the consulate is going to be open for the public Saturday from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And Sunday will be open from 8 to noon. So we are expecting no less than 300 or 200 people in there.
Why is this event important to the Guatemalan immigrant population in Southeast Iowa?
Well, this is really important for them because if the families, they don't have any proper documentation from the United States, at least they can have the proper documentation from their own country, which is Guatemala. So, and also they can register their kids. If they born in the United States, they can be registered in the consulate as a Guatemalan citizen, so they can have a dual nationality.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with David Suarez, Community Development Manager for Community First Credit Union, who has organized the Guatemalan Consulate visit this weekend at Iowa Wesleyan University in Mount Pleasant. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.